So here we are in the Olympia Centre. This is the largest exhibition hall I've been into in a very, very long time. I think it's over 100 years old. I think 1886, I'm not sure. I think this particular part of the building was built in 1886. Tucked away in the corner is the COI. What does that stand for?
That's the Central Office of Communications.
I just read it off your badge. Peter Robinson is your name. What's your role within the Central Office of Communications?
Well, I'm one of the managing consultants. We have a consultancy arm, which is 100 people strong, and I'm one of the managing consultants, and I look after a group of clients.
So what do you do?
Well, we help. Basically, most of the people who come with communications problems have got a very clear idea what they need. Our brief is often coming from policy people who say, I don't know how to do this. I've got to talk to Asian youths about drugs. I've got to talk to civil servants about changing policy. How do I do that?
Are you embracing social media at the moment? Apart from today, where you've embraced it in a bear hug by inviting the Amplify team down to amplify what's going on here. Are you using it in any other places, or is it difficult within government bodies?
It's coming. We, as part of our work, actually, we've done some projects to help give some guidance to civil servants about how can they use Twitter, how can they use blogs, how can they use different forms of social media. Not always digital, not always kind of particularly high tech. And it is then kind of creeping into various projects and work we do.
I spoke to an interesting lady a moment ago on Quick. If you go to qik.com/documentary, you'll see the interview with her. She says she has to wait till she gets home, and that's when she actually consciously plugs her department and kind of does a bit of work after hours on Twitter by networking with people she thinks is relevant to her job, because these kind of sites are closed at work. Do you think that's going to change?
Well, I mean, it is a problem that some of the sites are closed. I mean, it's different in different departments. I mean, the prison service, for instance, are lucky to even get access to a laptop. Right. So obviously that becomes very difficult. But I think one of the things that's important is, I mean, most people don't mind doing a short piece of work, and exactly Twitter and blogging is kind of quick. Most people don't mind doing that very quickly.
Yeah.
I do think, though, that the access will need to kind of be opened up for us to be able to use that tool as well as it's designed to do.
I think the benefits could be incredible. I mean, civil servants are pretty smart people. They should know the boundaries lie mostly within common sense. And I think to actually engage the public and allow the public access to a lot of conversations which could well benefit from being public is a good thing, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, and that is what's happening. I just think that it's important for people to be clear when they're acting and being a civil servant and when they're being a private individual, if they're logging onto a forum and so on. But absolutely, there's an awful lot of misunderstanding and misinformation that goes around in various kind of web forums, and I think we've got a fantastic opportunity to correct that and perhaps to steer the conversation or to add knowledge that we have to just help to educate people and make conversations that are happening a bit more knowledgeable, a bit more grounded in the truth, but also useful for us to kind of see what people are talking about and to see what is it we can get out of that.
Brilliant. So I'm going to have a wander around the event, which is Civil Service Live. What are your hopes from today?
We're here doing a surgery. So basically we're saying, come along and talk to us. If you've got a kind of communications problem, don't really know where to start, then COI is a good place possibly to start. And we're happy to give advice. We're civil servants as well. We understand the kind of some of the restrictions, whether it be technical or financial. And we hope we can meet lots of different people with lots of different projects and problems and see if we can help a little bit.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks.